Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we're continuing the halachas of Chazara, returning the pot to the flame on Shabbos. So we spoke out last time, in order to do this lechatchila, you have to meet five conditions. First of all, it has to have a blech, which means the source of heat has to be covered by a blech, a piece of silver foil, thick silver foil, two layers of silver foil. Number two, it has to be completely cooked. Number three, it has to still be warm. Number four, it has to be in your hand, it was not put down and let go of. It has to be still in oydei b'yadei. And number five, he did not intend to remove it permanently, which means he had in mind to put it back on the fire. Now, in regards to the fourth condition about oydei b'yadei, it's not necessary to keep the pot suspended in midair. It can be set down, put it on the counter or a tabletop, as long as one does not release his grip. Only if he sets it down and releases his grip, then he cannot return it. Now, if you have a hand on it, that's not enough. That's called releasing your grip. It means you have to hold on to it, and it should be a little bit suspended off the counter. That's the most lechatchila, but it doesn't have to be mamish completely suspended in the air. It just has to be a little bit in your hand, a little bit off the counter, a little bit, the little end of it, and that's enough to be called oydei b'yadei. Now, there's a shiloh about, in the case of necessity, you could be soimich on missing one of these conditions b'di'evet. So the halacha is the first three conditions, which are the flame being covered, fully cooked, and being warm, those conditions are non-negotiable. Even with the Eved, you cannot return to the fire if you don't have those three conditions. But if you're missing one of the last two, in a makom of necessity, you could be mako. For example, if one removed the pot on Shabbos from the blech with the intention of putting it back, but he inadvertently put it down on the counter, he left it on the counter. The halacha is he could put it back on the blech, as long as he had a mind when he took it off to put it back, and it was a mistake that he left it there. In a case of necessity, which means he doesn't have any other challenge and he has guests, then he can put it back. The same is if he took it off the fire and he thought he was taking it off for good. But then he said, no, people need it still. But it was still in his hand. Then also, b'di'evet, he can return it. That means, makom of necessity, if you don't have the last two conditions, if you have one of them, either oydei b'yadei or dait lachzir, it's enough. But if you put it on the ground, it says in Mishbura, then even if you have dait lachzir, it would not help. And the question is the count, what's the status of a counter? Is that like putting it on the ground? Or is that like putting it on a sofsel on a chair? Because our equivalent to karka is a refrigerator. Putting in the refrigerator, that's for sure a sealant. That's for sure say I'm done with the pot, I'm finished with it. But putting it on a counter doesn't dafka mean that you're done with it. In those days, putting on the karka on the ground was a simon that you're done with it. What's the status of a counter? Is a counter like the ground? Or is a counter like a sofsel, which we spoke on other shurim as a shiloh, if that's called a sealant? So la loch la, the price can come out that b'di'evet, if you put it down on the counter with the intention of putting it back, you can return it to the fire. But of course, again, l'chatchila, you have to meet all five conditions, and the first three we know, and the last two also are oydei b'yadei and dait lachzir. L'chatchila, you need to meet all five conditions in order to do chazara on Shabbos.